Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 406. Visible translated text is as follows. Following answers at the coroner's inquest. Q. Had you ever seen him change that before? A. Well, he put the tape in once before. Q. When was that? I don't know, sir. When it was one night. How long did it take him the first time you ever saw him put the tape on? I never paid any attention to him. Well, about how long did it take him? 5 minutes? No, sir, it didn't take him that long. Q. Did it take him a minute? A. I couldn't tell exactly how long. Q. How long did it take the other night, on Saturday night? A. Well, it took him a pretty good little bit because he spoke about it. He said it's pretty hard, you know, to get on. I don't know whether he swore anything else on that particular subject without examining the record. QC February, sworn for the state. I was present at Chief Lanford's office when Leo M. Frank and L.Z. Rosser were there. I took down Mr. Frank's statement stenographically. I don't remember Frank's answers in detail. Mr. Rosser was looking out the window most of the time. He didn't say anything while I was in there. This X hybrid B state report is correct report of what Mr. Frank said. It was made on Monday, April 28th. Cross-examination. I believe Mr. Rosser and Mr. Frank were in the room when I came in. It was sometime in the forenoon. I have never been a court stenographer except in recorder's court. I am Chief Lanford's private secretary. Mr. Black was in there during the latter part of Mr. Frank's statement. Chief Lanford asked Mr. Frank if he changed clothes. He showed part of his shirt and opened his trousers.